24.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another amazing episode of Military Resource Radio. I'm your host, Tony Gatliff, and guess what, folks? We're coming up on the holidays. Donald Trump says we have to say Merry Christmas. We can't say Happy Holidays, but I say, you know what? The holidays are okay with me. I'm here with my longtime friend and host of the Marriage, Kids, and Money podcast, Andy Hill. For those of you folks that don't remember Andy being on Military Resource Radio to begin with, please head on over to militaryresourceradio.com and check out our podcast tab and search Andy Hill of Marriage, Kids, and Money. He'll come right up. He's been on the show before, and he's just an awesome guy. We're so happy to have him here today. Andy, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm great. The fact that I'm here again makes me just feel great. Thank you, man.
No problem. You know, we got a lot of positive feedback, you know, from your appearance and you know, the great tips that you're giving out there for folks to save money. And you and I have been talking a little bit off air here before we kind of started this, you know, God, I got to hand it to you, man. You have taken budgeting and saving money to like a level where when you pull out your wallet, when you have to pull out your wallet, you take it personal.
Oh, like, yeah.
I can tell. I can tell.
It takes a lot to pry that thing open.
Yeah, absolutely. And so Andy's going to go over some tips here for the holidays about an article that he's written and a couple things here. So we're going to get to that in just a second. But folks, before that, I have a couple of housekeeping items to go over, and that is as follows, folks. For all the latest and greatest information on Military Resource Radio, you need to head on over to militaryresourceradio.com. As mentioned before, you can visit our podcast tab for all of the archived episodes of the show. You can click our About Us tab to learn a little bit about us and what we're doing here on Military Resource Radio. And you can even contact us through our Contact Us tab right on the website. Those emails go directly to us, and we do respond to every single one. So please head on over to the Contact Us tab on militaryresourceradio.com and send an email to us, or anytime, give us a call at 888-366, the number 4, and the letters MRR. That's 888-366, the number 4, Mike Romeo Romeo. Numerically, I'll give that to you one more time. It's 888-366-4677. Did want to mention that. And as well, what are we doing here on Military Resource Radio? Well, we do a lot of things here, right? But really our mission statement's very simple. We connect veterans and active duty service members with amazing resources and organizations to improve their lives. We inspire veterans, active duty service members, and civilians alike to get involved with these amazing resources and organizations. We also enlighten veterans, active duty service members, and civilians alike on service-related resources and benefits, like the real estate and mortgage market and process, which we'll get into a little bit today, as well as other current military news and events that are related to them. So did want to go over just Military Resource Radio, our contact information, and our mission statement. We'll get to some more housekeeping items later, but Andy, as we sit here and we discuss, the holidays are coming up, right? And I wasn't going to say anything insulting. Yeah, but you're a frugal guy. You're not what people would call a quote unquote certified financial planner or anything like that. You're just a guy that is really good at budgeting and good at saving money. And you know, we always like to put that disclaimer out there, folks. You know, the views expressed on Military Resource Radio are not necessarily the views of Military Resource Radio, whatever that case may be. But Andy's a guy who is living real life, as obviously everyone who's listening to the show is, and he's got some great tips here for the holidays. So, you know, Andy, I talk to a lot of folks out there, and you know, anybody will tell you if they say, "What's the most expensive month of the year?" Almost everyone will say December.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Holidays, relatives, friends, you're trying to get gifts, get people bottles of wine when you're going over to their house. You can't come empty-handed, etc. All this money's flowing out the door in retail spending and everything. So
What have you, you know, seen over the years in terms of these things coming to rear their ugly head around holiday time?
Yeah, you know, I think it's all about being prepared for it, because a lot of people just get blown back by the amount of money that needs to be spent, or think that needs to be spent in December. But it's all about preparing for that. It's not like a surprise. It comes every year at the same time. It does.
Yeah, it is December 25th every year, right?
It doesn't change for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why. But yeah, no, it's all about being prepared for that. You know, some things that people can do in preparation for that. I know that we're already in the month of December as this is going out, but some things that we can do to prepare come January is really think about who you're spending on in December, and the typical amount of money that you think you're going to spend. So let's say, when all said and done, you cracked about $1,200 that month. Whoa! I mean, that's a lot of money to spend if you weren't planning on it. But if you thought about it month over month from January through December, $100 a month, it's not that bad to save up to make sure you're prepared for that big December, you know, smash of your budget.
Sure.
And, you know, that's a good way to do it. And it's called a sinking fund. It's something that people could consider going forward.
Yeah, and for more information on the sinking fund and your article as well, and sorry, I'm too busy plugging my own show here, right? that I haven't even had the chance
good,
to plug
buddy.
Yours.
Your show.
But folks, head on over and see Andy at marriagekidsandmoney.com and tell us where your podcast is available and what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a weekly show, and it's focused on helping families win with their money and build legacy wealth. So it's all about what you can do now as you have a young family or a growing family to think about how you can save money, make money, and protect your family and think about the future. So we have a podcast that's on iTunes, Stitcher, as well as Google Play. So check us out.
Absolutely, absolutely. And folks, again, that website is marriagekidsandmoney.com. And what's your Twitter again, Andy?
I'm at Andy Hill, MKM, like Marriage, Kids, and Money. So.
Absolutely. At Andy Hill, that's just spelled the normal way, the way you would think it's spelled, A-N-D-Y-H-I-L-L. You know, Andy's very fortunate. He only has 8 letters in his first and last name. It's been quick for you to write your name your whole life.
It's been a good life.
It has.
You know, when you get those calls and you're like, can you spell out that name for us? I don't get that a lot.
You definitely don't. So it's Hill.
So it's Hill, like a noun, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And so that's at Andy Hill, MKM, for the Twitter folks. But, you know, it really is interesting. And you know, as you see, like you say, right, you know, it is interesting, right? And as you're saying that, I'm thinking, like, what a stupid question this is that we're talking about. Because you're right. It does come. It comes every single year. And every year, people act surprised.
Yes.
And they shouldn't be, right? So, you know, you were telling us a little bit about the sinking fund that you and your wife have kind of, you know, you've – so I don't know if you've coined that term.
Oh, not at all. No, it's
okay.
Out there.
Okay, yeah. That term is out there. You're not trying to take...
no, not at all.
You don't want any kind of copyright infringement lawsuits or anything like that. So your wife and you have done that. Explain that concept a little bit more.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, essentially, let's say you go through this December and, you know, you had kind of a rough year being like, wow, we had to throw that whole $1,200 on credit cards. And it became kind of a really rough thing for you because you ended up paying for the holidays for the next 3 or 4 months, right?
Well, you end up that $1,200 turns into $3,000 very quickly.
Exactly,
with interest,
exactly.
Right.
So then at that point, you're dreading the holidays. You're not liking it. So come January, you know, after this holiday season goes through, really calculate how much you spent and then take a look at your numbers in January and say, all right, well, what's this going to be? Is it $1,000? Is it $2,000? Is it $1,200? What do we need to save each month? And then budget that out each month. If you want to put it in a separate savings account, so you have a Christmas fund or a, you know, holiday fund, do it. It that way it's separated. You've got it separated. That way you know when the holiday's coming, you're ready, and you want to be generous because you got the money set up there. Otherwise, you got the tight fists when December comes around. You don't want to give anybody anything because it drives you nuts to put it all on a credit card.
Absolutely. Otherwise, you got that Ebenezer Scrooge type attitude.
Exactly.
Which
that's
the
exact opposite of the holiday, right?
Yeah, man? Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to be more in that Bob Cratchit realm.
That's right.
Where
he's
you
a good
know,
guy.
Yeah, he seemed like a good dude, but he knew how to budget.
That's
he
right.
worked with Scrooge at the coin countery or
exactly.
whatever Scrooge did. I forget.
I think he was in the business of just counting the money.
Yeah, I remember that because, you know, each and every time that you see a Christmas Carol portrayed, right? You know, and we're getting a little off topic here.
That's what
folks, we always tell you on Military Resource Radio, we talk a little bit about everything. But, you know, it's funny, whenever you see the Christmas Carol represented, whether it's like an old-timey version or the Disney version with Scrooge McDuck as Ebenezer Scrooge, or, you know, any modern-day versions, anything, Scrooge is always counting tons of piles of coins.
They're coins, too.
Yeah, they're all coins. They're all coins. And then he's also writing with a giant feather quill pen, too, and he's counting the money with a pen, and he's telling Bob Cratchit, sorry, you can't have Christmas Eve off. You still need to count all this money. And it's like, Scrooge, the money's still going to be there when you reopen the day after Christmas. Does it need to be counted now? Is it so urgent? We'll answer that after these quick messages here on Military Resource Radio.
Good segue.
Yeah, great segue. Amazing. But anyway, folks, we'll be back here on Military Resource Radio here in just a minute with Andy Hill. Again, that website is marriagekidsandmoney.com and at Andy Hill MKM on Twitter. We'll be back with more Military Resource Radio right after the jump.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you've ever wondered why some jewelry stores and department stores always have a sale going at 50 to 75% off, there's a good reason. Because most of the time, they're not real sales. The prices are marked up so they can sell the piece at a big discount and still make the profit they need. If you wanted to find a realistic sales event, the store wouldn't run a year-round sale and the discounts would be a little more realistic. For example, Underwoods puts all of our diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs on sale in December at 15% below the prices we sell at the rest of the year. So there's a genuine savings to the customer. We also take trade-ins, so it's the ideal time to buy for someone looking to grow their pendant or ear studs up to a larger size. Now at Underwoods, we don't run a lot of sales, but when we do, they're real and a good time to buy. So come see us at Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
December 30th, Woody Balsam Ford is giving away free by drawing an iconic 1965 Ford Mustang. See this baby at the showroom when you register. No purchase required. Licensed drivers 18 and older.
Over 600 brand new Ford F-150 Explorer Escape. All at year-end deals. Select models have 0% for 72 months plus $1,000 cash back.
How strong are the F-250 deals at Woody Folsom Ford? Stronger than new rope. Over 120 hot new 17 Ford F-250s at year-end deals. Up to $9,000 in savings.
Save up to $9,000 on 17 F-250s. Over 120 on the ground and on sale. Business owners, get that tax write-off and save up to $9,000 on F-250s.
Better get to Baxley and register to win that 65 Mustang. The year-end deals are being done.
Happy you, y'all.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate Christmas present. Own your own home in time for the holidays. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he will give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN, S-H-A-W-N. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty can do it. 904-77-SEAN, 777-4296, 904-77-SHAWN, Sean Robinson Realty.
Folks, Tony Gatliff back here with more Military Resource Radio, here with Andy Hill of the Marriage, Kids, and Money podcast. That's marriagekidsandmoney.com. And we left you on a little bit of a cliffhanger last segment about Ebenezer Scrooge. Spoiler alert, if you don't know the story about the Christmas Carol, take a look at Wikipedia. They'll tell you how it works out. But anyway, what was our question after we left?
I think we were just talking about how, you know, he's got this problem. He's counting all these coins, and the Bob Cratchit can't get some time off with his family? I think we just didn't understand what the heck his business model was.
Yeah, absolutely. What is his business model? How is Scrooge making money? Because all he's doing is counting money, but I never see him selling products to obtain
What's
money.
What's the service? What is he providing?
What is Scrooge providing?
I don't know. I do have some thoughts, though. I think that he could save a lot of time, and Bob could have a better work-life balance if Scrooge were to utilize some cash flow management system like, you know, Mint or Tiller, where you just, you know, put all of your financial information into one and it's all automated for you online and you don't have to worry about counting all those pennies, man.
Yeah. The only problem, there's a small problem with that. And
this was in the 1800s?
Yeah. Was it even the 1800s? It feels know. Christmas Carol felt like, I guess 1800s probably is the right, I guess all those
the Wi-Fi?
Old, yeah, those old English things, you know, it's like it could be 1500, it could be 1950. I don't know. Yeah, no, but it is interesting. I don't think Scrooge had Tiller. I don't think he had Mint. And you want to talk about automation reducing jobs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Bob Cratchit wouldn't even be employed.
Absolutely.
To even have that tiny goose for Tiny Tim to eat at Christmas if Mint and Tiller were around in those days, because Scrooge, obviously, we know the way he is,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
He's pinching his pennies. He's trying to
cut
make
costs
sure
wherever he can.
He's cutting costs wherever he can. He doesn't need a live body in there if he's got Mint or Tiller.
He might need somebody to just kind of make feel bad all day, so he might want to just keep somebody around for that.
That is true. Scrooge was a bully of sorts, an abusive bully of sorts. Well, of course, until he gets redeemed at the end
Absolutely.
And realizes how much he loves Bob Cratchit.
Now people don't need to go to Wikipedia.
Yeah, again, folks, spoiler alert, if you haven't heard the Christmas Carol story, I don't want to, you know, get it out there to anyone that hasn't heard it yet. But yeah, that's interesting. So tell us a little bit more, Andy, about the article that you've written.
Yeah, sure. Well. Yeah, I just recently wrote an article called 10 Ways to Save During the Holidays. And everybody's always looking for ways. So we talked about being prepared, but, you know, that's nice, Andy. If I didn't prepare with my sinking fund, what else can I do to save a little bit of money? That's nice you got
your sinking
fund,
pal. If I was a little late on that this
exactly.
year, what else could I do?
Right. Overall, like, you know, one of the main things you guys can do in order to feel like you've got a little control is to create a budget. So a Christmas-specific budget. Who are you buying for? Who do you typically buy for? And put a dollar amount to it so you can put some, you know, control around what you're spending during the holidays. Do you need to provide a gift for people in the office? Do you need to provide a gift to your family members? How far does that quote-unquote family member thing go? Are you buying for the aunts and the uncles and cousins? Where do you need to set a limit? What is really reasonable for you and the money you have during that month? So don't let Christmas... Don't let it turn into a bad holiday. This could be something that is great and you can have control over. Get the control back.
Don't let Christmas pressure ruin your life. As Dr. Melfi used to say on The Sopranos to Tony Soprano, I call it stressmas.
Right.
Because it's true. I mean, it really is. I mean, people put so much pressure on themselves in terms of, I got to buy this person a gift. I got to buy that person a gift. And it really, at the end of the day, the only person that cares a lot of times is you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sometimes people are like, you know, if you did get me a gift, that's great. If you didn't, that's fine too. But, you know, these folks that are in your life that love you and care about you, they wouldn't want you putting that kind of pressure on yourself.
That's a great point.
Anyway.
I mean, talk to those people. They're your family members. Like, set some expectations up front. If you're strapped and you're in debt, like, spending thousands of dollars during Christmas doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help your family members. They got to hear about your stories about you being in debt in January. So you might as well talk to them up front and just say, hey, this holiday, we're going to kind of limit it to, you know, less gifts, or, you know, I'm not going to be able to buy as many, or do something like a Secret Santa where you say, hey, we've got 10 people in our family. Why don't we just do a Secret Santa? Everybody pull out of the hat and we buy one gift.
Sure.
And just kind of keep the cost down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, those little, like, you know, like what you're saying, right? Those little $20, $25, you know, $50 gifts that, you know, may not be, you know, anything extravagant, right? You start buying them for, like, my father, for instance, has close to 200 first cousins, actually.
Wow.
And yeah, he actually has... mother, I believe, is from a family of 15. His father's from a family of 14. So there's 29 right there, and they all had like 8 kids, 10 kids. You know,
so you weren't lacking for people to hang out with when you were a kid, bud.
Definitely not. No, actually, we would. It's pretty funny. I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but I will.
Because I do that.
Because I just do stuff like that. But my dad, you know, one time we went to a family reunion, you know, a Gatliff family reunion, and actually this was just his mother's side of the family, the Cunahans. But you know, we went there, and you know, my dad's walking up, you know, he's got first cousins of his walking up to him, and he's like, I can't remember which one that is. if that's you know, this person or that person or whatever. But what you think about it, if you had 200 first cousins, it's pretty dang tough.
And they all kind of probably look the same too, right? Family members.
You know what's hilarious? They do, and it's crazy. Like, they all look like my dad. You know, thick salt and pepper hair. It's really funny that you mentioned that, because my mom, you know, gives my dad crap about that all the time. She's like, How could you know who these people are? They all look exactly alike. You know, they all have these like strong dark haired jeans. You know, like
absolutely,
whatever the case may be.
But anyway,
folks, enough about Scrooge and Gatliff family reunions here. We are going to take another break here on Military Resource Radio here in just a minute. We will be back next segment with our Iron Man segment. It's 15 minutes long, and we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of everything with Andy Hill of MarriageKidsAndMoney.com and the Marriage Kids and Money podcast on Military Resource Radio here right after the break.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate Christmas present. Own your own home in time for the holidays. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he will give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN, S-H-A-W-N. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty can do it. 904-77-SEAN, 777-4296, 904-77-SHAWN, Sean Robinson Realty.
The original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street, and now also at 847 Dunn Avenue, is open 7 days a week, 10 till 10. The original Chronos Euros, shrimp, wings, fish, oysters, and more. Dine in, use the drive-thru, or call ahead and your order will be ready. Tunis 103rd is now delivering through Uber Eats. Talk with Z, the owner and founder, how your church or civic group can work with the original Tunis Restaurant for your next fundraiser. The original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, and now open at 847 Dunn Avenue.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church, invites you to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday expository preaching of God's Word, 7 p.m. Sunday expository preaching of God's Word, 7 p.m. Wednesday Bible Q&A with fellowship meal. They're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road in the heart of Mandarin, just 1 mile south of I-295.
Hi, everybody. It's Ed Dean, your morning radio host right here on FM 101.1 AM 600 WBOB. As you know, we cover all the national, local, and state issues as well, whether it pertains to border walls, tax cuts, the economy, removing Confederate monuments. We cover all of that. Plus, every morning you can win Ed Dean's money. Mornings from 6 to 9, it's Ed Dean right here on FM 101.1 AM 600. This is The Answer, WBOB.
Tune in to AM 600 The Answer every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 and FM 101.5 The Answer. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
Always informative, keeping you connected, updated on the stories that matter. FM 100.3 and AM 600 WBOB.
Ed Dean, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, The Savage Nation, Mark Levin, WBOB, AM 600, and FM 101.1, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Counting down to tax reform, Republican leaders say they're going to get a vote probably on Tuesday, and they expect the big tax reform deal to pass. President Trump says he is eager to sign it before Christmas. All Republican leaders say it's going to improve the economy. The Associated Press is reporting that Chinese authorities are using detentions and data-driven surveillance to impose a digital police state on its Uyghurs, a Turkic-speaking Muslim minority, that China says has been influenced by ISIS and others. Two suicide bombers attacked a church in the Pakistani city of Quetta today. 9 people are dead. Over 50 are injured. One of the attackers was killed before he could set off his bomb. The other got through. And the massive wildfire continues to burn northwest of Los Angeles. This is SRN News.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last 2 crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. bankonyourself.com.
Hi, this is Dale Murray at Murray Ford Superstore in Stark and Kingsland. The rankings are out, and the customer is still number one. Because at Murray Ford Superstore, it's all about you. It's worth going the distance to Murray Ford Superstore, and we prove it every day with our 15-year, 150,000-mile warranty included on every qualified new or pre-owned vehicle. Shazam! Don't jump off sides with those big city dealers and pay those big city prices. With our unbeatable customer service and huge selection of brand new Fords, there's no need to shop anywhere else. It's simple. If Murray Ford doesn't have it, Ford doesn't build it. And we'll trade anything from Yeti Cups to old Chevy pickup trucks. Now that's a touchdown. Shazam! Be American. Buy American. Buy Murray Ford Superstores. Compare our prices online at ShazamAuto.com. Then come tailgate with me, Dale Murray in Stark or Kingsland. I'll be waiting for you. And remember, at any Murray Superstore, it's all about you. Shazam!
WBOB, AM 600, The Answer, wants you to know 1 in 4 homeless people in America is a U.S. veteran. Homeless veterans can be found in any community, including right here in Northeast Florida. You can help by making a donation to the National Coalition of Homeless Veterans or call 354-4162. That's 904-354-4162. And thank you from WBOB, AM 600, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
Yeah, the roads are still looking good this morning. As for the weather, looking for mostly sunny skies. Highs of 72, mostly cloudy. A little bit of fog overnight tonight. And tomorrow night, lows near 60. Monday, mostly cloudy, up to about 79. And then Tuesday, mostly sunny, high 78. As for Tuesday night, looking for partly cloudy skies and a low near 60. Currently, 65 at WBOB, AM 600, The Answer.
Ed Dean, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, The Savage Nation, Mark Levin, WBOB, AM 600, and FM 101.1, The Answer.
Hello, folks. Tony Gatliff back here on Military Resource Radio with our Iron Man segment. And, folks, that means it's 15 minutes long. We got a lot of information to get through. We're going to get back to more with Andy Hill of MarriageKidsAndMoney.com and the Marriage Kids and Money podcast here in just a second. But I do have a couple of housekeeping items that I do need to get through. And one of those is this, folks. Military Resource Radio is on the BBMC Mortgage Radio Network, as those of you who listen may know. I am a vice president of mortgage lending with BBMC Mortgage. So if you have any real estate or mortgage needs, please reach out to us via phone at 888-366, the number 4 and the letters MRR, which is 888-366-4677. Or head on over to militaryresourceradio.com and click our Contact Us tab to get in touch with someone here at BBMC Mortgage, like myself, Tony Gatliff. I'm a vice president of mortgage lending here. And we will be happy to answer any questions you have about purchases, refinances, or anything in the mortgage or real estate realm. As well, folks, if you do choose to do business with BBMC Mortgage, you're doing well and you're doing good at the same time. And that's because of our Patriots Charity Initiative. And what we did here at BBMC Mortgage was we created the Patriots Charity Initiative from our belief that one day a year is just not enough to thank our veterans and our active duty service members for defending the freedoms that we enjoy every single day. And folks, furthermore, BBMC Mortgage makes a $150 donation for each qualifying loan that we close, whether it's a VA loan, an FHA loan, a conforming loan, a non-conforming loan. We actually have donated over $2 million in the last 2 years. We know that the charities that we've partnered with will put that money to good use in our veteran and active duty military communities. We're committed to serving with those who are or have served, and this program allows us to express our gratitude in a very tangible and meaningful way each and every day. And just so you know, some of those charities that we work with, and BBMC provides the $150, folks. It's not the client's money, it's BBMC's money, but the client gets to make the donation in their name to either the USO, the Mission Continues, the Headstrong Project, or Team Rubicon. And it's absolutely an amazing program and something that that I want to mention as well. As always here on Military Resource Radio, we do want to extend a thank you to all veterans and active duty service members coast to coast and around the world. Thank you so much for your service, and we really appreciate it here at Military Resource Radio. And I'm sure I can speak for Andy when I say that they appreciate it at MarriageKidsAndMoney.com and absolutely on the Marriage Kids and Money podcast as well, too. I know you guys work with some veterans there as well.
Absolutely.
So, what were we talking about?
we're trying to save some money for people for the holidays, man.
Yeah.
We want people to enjoy Christmas.
How am I forgetting? Yeah, that's right. How am I forgetting? We're trying to save people money during the holidays. So, Andy, so tell us another tip of, something that folks can do during the holidays to save money.
Well, we started talking about, having that difficult conversation with your family about what your expectations are a little bit. And, a great way to do that is, you don't want to tell them, hey, we're not getting anything, we don't need anything, we don't want anything, and I can't buy anything, because that's not fun. That's not, but it's about setting up expectations. So let's say you've got some kids and you want to, speak to them about, a good way to receive gifts that year. Maybe breaking it down into different ways, like a gift for something that they can read, a gift for something that they can wear, maybe a fun activity, and then obviously you can just do something for fun. But if you just sort of open the floodgates of purchasing whatever for anybody, there's no real bounds to it. So, we talked about making a list and creating a budget, but you can also, segment specifically what needs to be purchased, because not everybody needs everything. And I think people just sometimes go out to the store and see something flashy and they're like, I'll just buy that because I think they might want it. I think everybody really needs to dial in what specifically is needed for their family. And that really helps people that are part of your family to not overspend when they don't need to.
Absolutely. Like your 3-year-old son, Calvin, doesn't need a Revolutionary War musket.
That is exactly true.
Even though that's a cool gift, right? it's not really something that your 3-year-old son needs.
Or his 7th Spider-Man. He doesn't need a 7th Spider-Man. I mean, it's specific. We just need to specifically, try to dial in what our kids need and not overspend where it's not needed.
Yeah, no Spider-Mans, folks. You've heard about that. If you're trying to sell Spider-Mans, or you're trying to send them to Andy,
no more Spider-Mans. We have 6 already.
6
we don't need
Spider-Mans.
A 7th.
Now, but I bet you he only plays with one of those.
He does. It's the one that makes the you squish on his belly and he says some funny stuff.
So that's the only one. The other 5 Spider-Mans just sit in the drawer.
Yeah, we got a lot of wasted plastic in our house. As you can tell, there's a little bit of plastic war at our house and at the Hill House. We don't want any more.
it's kind of funny. my one of my relatives had said to me several years back, you know, her kids at that time were like about the age of your kids, and she had said to me something that I just was like, what? You know, like when she said it, I was like, that is insane. So they have a beautiful house here in Michigan, huge. You know, it's like a 3,500 square foot house, full finished basement, you know, whatever. And she said, you know, I think we got to move. And I said, why do you got to move? You know, you've got three kids, you got five bedrooms in the house. So you've got a bedroom for each of the kids plus a guest bedroom. And you've got this giant basement or whatever. And she said, well, we just don't have anywhere to put all the kids' toys anymore.
Ooh.
And I'm like, why?
Yeah, that hurts me.
Yeah, that makes you cringe, doesn't it?
I started to twitch a little bit. You guys can't see it, but my eyeball is doing a weird thing right now.
Right. For her to say we've got to move into a more expensive house because we don't have room for our kids' toys. I swear to God, I remember this. Growing up, I had my brother and I, we had a like it was like either a Little Tykes or a Play School, one of those thick plastic toy boxes.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, it was probably, you know, 3 feet high by 5 feet wide or something like that. And that was the end summation of all the toys that we had in the entire house, which was reasonable because my parents were adults and they decided, we are adults. We live here. You are a kid. You live here for free. You will only take up X amount of the room in the house.
I love it.
Right. And so
did you by chance use your imagination a bit too and think of other things to do?
I did. Although,
you don't need all the toys.
Although with technology, that's sort of gone away, you know, over the years.
That's true.
But you know, we did. My mom would always say, "Use your imagination." You know, I got that speech from my parents. My parents.
So I sound like your mom right now. What you're saying?
You must be giving your kids that same speech.
That's why I love your mom.
In today's day and age. you must be giving your kids that same speech in today's day and age. But you know, no, it's funny. You know, my mom would always say, you know, use your imagination. But what was funny is out of that toy box, we probably literally played with about 10% of that toy box, right? So now you see all this stuff. You walk into anybody's house has kids now, and it's like the kids' toys have taken over the whole entire house. And I think you like what you're saying, it's, you know, it's this societal, you know, peer pressure or whatever of, you know, he who has the most stuff must be the happiest.
Exactly.
Right. And that's not necessarily true because I can tell you that because, we're having, Ashley and myself, my fiance, the lovely Ashley, we are having our first, you know, whatever, hosting our first Thanksgiving or whatever. When I say we, I mean her. And
you'll be there to entertain.
I'll be there. Yeah. I'll be showing up about 5 minutes before the Detroit Lions start playing the morning of Thanksgiving.
You're starting this marriage off on the right foot, bud.
It's absolutely. No, but you know, she would be the first one to tell you that, of course I will not be helping. She will be doing everything. She takes great pride in that. Letting everyone know that I don't do anything.
You didn't do jack,
and
right?
She does everything. Right. So for the last couple of weeks, what we've been doing is we've been going through our house and just purging all our junk. You know, just like we had an old Christmas tree, an old, you know, HDTV that hasn't been used in, you know, several years. And we're giving it all to charity, you know, Vietnam Veterans of America. Shout out to the Vietnam Veterans of America, by the way.
They come and pick it up.
Pickupplease.org, folks. Give it out there to anybody that you know out there because it really is a great organization. You just leave your stuff, anything that you want, household goods, appliances, whatever you want. You leave it on your front porch. You call 800-775-5. Vets. Yeah, that's right. I'm doing that from memory. 800-775-VETS. Or you go to pickupplease.org and they'll come and pick up whatever. And so
don't forget to get the donation receipt, everybody.
Don't forget to get that donation receipt for your tax deduction. But yeah, be careful, man. I've got a great great memory. I'll be happy to if we weren't on air, I would go ahead and I would give out your parents' old home phone number from when we were kids. But if not, I'm not going to give it out over the air, but I'm going to show it to you and you can tell everyone. I guarantee it's right.
You were pretty close.
No, am I pretty? I'm not right on.
No, it's because of the 2 hours of sleep, buddy.
Okay. Yeah.
You do have the steel trap memory though.
I thought it was that.
It's four. Oh, never mind. Instead of those ones, it's fours.
Ah, Yes, it is. Now that I see it in writing, folks, here I am bragging about my memory, how great it is. And I get two digits off on Andy Hill's parents' phone line that I haven't dialed in 25 years or whatever it is. Yeah, jeez.
Still pretty damn good.
Still pretty doggone good. But anyway. So, the interesting part is, right, like I heard a priest say this a while ago, like he was burying someone at a funeral, and this guy told this story at a funeral that I was at, and I was like, wow, it's one of the more funny funeral eulogies I've ever heard. He was talking about how this was another person that had died, and he took the person to the cemetery, and on the way to the cemetery, he saw both a storage facility and a garbage dump, and he's like, you collect all this stuff your whole life, and your whole life's about stuff, right? And then you can't take it with you to the cemetery, so it's either got to go in a storage facility or go to the junkyard, right?
Absolutely.
And so, you know, God, think about all this stuff that I'm giving to Vietnam Veterans of America, which is a great thing to do, and it's a great organization. They do awesome things. But think about all the money that I've spent on all this stuff that I'm now just giving away, and I'm only going to get a meager tax deduction back, right? A lot of materialism, you know, affects our personal finances, I guess, is the point. And you know, as you see your house get, you know, more and more cluttered and more stuff in it and more stuff you've got to get rid of. Now, getting rid of the stuff is another job. It was a job to bring it in. Now it's a job to bring it out. So we're just constantly giving ourselves jobs because we're trying to collect stuff.
You got it, buddy. Right. You got it. And to think about all the time that we spend at our jobs to earn all the money in order to buy that stuff, but then
to lug
again,
it in
lug
and then
it
lug it out.
Exactly. It's kind of maddening. So, I mean, that's the whole purpose. We got to remember the purpose of the holiday. It's not to buy a bunch of stuff. It's to spend time with your family and obviously celebrate your religious beliefs that are about, giving, spending time, and growing together as a family, but it's not about consumerism. I think we have to remember that, and that's a big point of what you said there, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we've got a couple minutes here left in this segment, then we're going to get to our final segment here with Andy Hill. Again, that's marriagekidsandmoney.com, at Andy Hill MKM on Twitter, and as well the Marriage, Kids, and Money podcast. Just head on over to iTunes and search Marriage, Kids, and Money on iTunes. But I do want to go over a couple other items, and that is here at the end of our Iron Man segment. Where can you find Military Resource Radio? Well, you're obviously listening to the show now, so you've already found us. But let me give you some other options on where to find us. Well, folks, we're available on 7 different terrestrial radio stations across the country. WIND AM 560, The Answer in Chicago. We're on KTEM News Radio 14 in Fort Hood in Austin, Texas. We're on WWRC, The Answer in Washington, D.C. and the surrounding areas in Maryland and Virginia. We're on WBOB, AM 600, The Answer in Jacksonville, Florida. We're on KABC, Talk Radio 790 in Los Angeles. We're on WGUL, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. And we're on, in our hometown, mine and Andy's hometown, WXYT CBS Sports Radio, AM 1270 here in Detroit. And that's Sundays, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., if anyone's wondering. As well, online outlets, folks. Where can you get us on an online outlet or a podcast version? Well, you can go to several different places, and whichever one of these places you go to, please subscribe to us. Subscribe to our podcast so it gets automatically downloaded into the device of your choosing every single week. Those are iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Google Play, Player FM, iHeartRadio, and as well, TuneIn, which works in conjunction with Amazon Alexa. And Andy, I'm going to give you a little tip for your podcast as well. If you get on TuneIn, all folks have to do is if they go up to their Amazon Alexa device, all they have to do is they have to say, Alexa, play Military Resource Radio podcasts, and boom, automatically the last, most recent episode of your podcast comes streaming through their Alexa device.
I need that.
You absolutely do. You absolutely do. We'll be back here in just a couple minutes with more Military Resource Radio, folks.
Every day is Black Friday when you shop at one of the 3 Black Friday outlet stores in Jacksonville. Black Friday Outlet can save you on high-quality furniture and bedding at clearance prices. Sofas as low as $249, mattresses from $149, couches like sofa recliners from $349, 5-piece bedroom suits starting at $699. How do they do it? Black Friday Outlet searches for clearance sales on brand new furniture, and 60 to 70% off savings is not unusual. Mention this commercial and get an extra 10% off. Delivery available, 90 days same as cash. The calendar always says Black Friday at the three Black Friday Outlet stores in Jacksonville, 1187 Lane Avenue South, just south of Normandy, 5042 West Beaver Street at Edgewood, and at Sam's Furniture Store, 1308 Dunn Avenue. Join them on Facebook at Black Friday Furniture Warehouse.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Just in time for the holidays, enjoy Downtown Dazzle, an illumination celebration nightly through December 31st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. on Duval Street in downtown Jacksonville. Friday, December 22nd at 8 p.m., see and hear It's a Wonderful Life at the Times Union Center for the Performing Arts. And Saturday, December 23rd at 12 noon, it's Christmas for Puerto Rico at the Jacksonville Landing.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Hello, folks. Tony Gatliff back here with more Military Resource Radio with Andy Hill of the Marriage, Kids, and Money podcast. Again, head on over to marriagekidsandmoney.com or at Andy Hill MKM on Twitter for all the latest and greatest information. And please subscribe to the Marriage, Kids, and Money podcast as well, folks. I don't like to plug other podcasts on the show because if you're subscribing to one podcast, I want it to be Military Resource Radio. But you know, I guess there's room for two podcasts in this world. If you're twisting my arm, Andy,
you're a good man.
Please head on over to Marriage, Kids, and Money on iTunes and subscribe to them in podcast form. It really is, honestly, and all kidding aside, it's really very, very valuable information for folks that are trying to just make it through everyday life and have financial freedom and financial success. And so, wanted to mention that as well. But Andy, I wanted to get back we're not going to get through all 10 reasons
today.
That's
okay.
To check out that article, yeah. Andy will have it up on marriagekidsandmoney.com. But what were some of the other things you wanted to discuss?
Yeah, I think, if we're looking at ways to save during the holidays, I think people sometimes get a little overwhelmed by all of the events as well that go along with being a part of the holidays. So if you could set up some inexpensive traditions that your family can do together, it doesn't need to be expensive or overwhelming. If you've got little kids, spend some time outside with them, building a snowman.
Tobogganing,
going sledding. No joke. I mean, it's fun.
How much is a sled at, I don't even know. How much is a sled at Toys R Us now?
Oh, Toys R Us? Don't go to Toys R Us, man.
Or whatever.
Go on Craigslist.
Yeah,
go on
Craigslist.
Costco.
Yeah, whatever.
But
what's a brand new sled? It's got to be $10,
yeah,
$15.
Yeah, you spend $10 and it lasts forever. It's a big hard piece of plastic and it's not going to go anywhere. And you can go outside and you can have a ton of fun with your family. It's a great time.
You absolutely can if you go to a place like, shout out to Balduck.
From our
youth and the Lower
trivia.
East Side of Detroit and Grosse Pointe. Yeah, Balduck. That hill is still there. The one that I always found funny that people would sled by was outside of the and Andy and I grew up in Grosse Pointe, Michigan. For folks that haven't heard the previous podcast or the previous show here. Was the one at the water and sewage treatment plant down by the Grosse Pointe Farms Pier Park on Maras. And when people would be tobogganing down that, folks, this hill, if I could tell you, first of all, it was outside of a water treatment and sewage plant. And it was just a little hill, but it was like public land. So people would go and they'd sled there. And no joke, this hill was about 10 feet high, and it was about a 86 degree angle down. Okay. So it was like just shy of a 90 degree angle, but it was only about 10 feet long. And people used to like sled. And I used to, even when I was a kid, when I was like a little kid at 7 or 8, I was like, this is stupid. Like, why am I not at Balduck right now?
Balduck's premium, man.
Balduck was premium.
That's
sledding.
Right. It was
premium sledding all day long. You get a trip to Bike Tech in the way.
On
the way over there.
Just a little shot into Detroit there for 1 minute and you're in and you're having fun. It's a big park.
Yeah,
but
that's true. I mean, look, building snowmen, tobogganing, right? That's the stuff the kids remember.
Absolutely.
Right, about their parents. They don't remember, mom or dad got me Mega Man 2 for Christmas. Well, actually, I do remember that. I mean,
you just remember
Mega Man 2 was little bit of an exception. It's pretty awesome.
That's right.
But you know, kids don't really remember the material stuff as much. Yeah. It's really more about the time that you spend, and those are the memories that they're going to carry into through the years.
Absolutely.
Really.
And even on the adult side, I mean, if you don't have any kids, what can you do to just spend some time with your family? You know, play some board games, play some cards, have some fun. It doesn't always have to be a big expensive party around the holidays. I think I think people lose that a little bit about the need to spend, and it's not required.
It definitely is not. And I was trying to tell the aforementioned Ashley that about Thanksgiving, and so far it hasn't worked.
Also happy wife, happy life,
well,
buddy.
So well, it was kind of funny, right? Like, you know, we had all my cousins' kids and whatever, and they're like little kids, right? You know, they don't care, right? And she's like, you know, at the last minute, a couple people were added, and she's like, well, I don't even have place settings for all these kids. It's like, these kids don't care if there's place settings. Not one of them are even going to sit at the table. They're all going to be grabbing food, walking out with ham, you know, coming out of their mouth, and, you know, whatever. It's, you know, so like you say, right? Like, we put that internal pressure on ourselves that everything has to be perfect and everything has to look a certain way and whatever. And then when you get a million people over at your house and your kids are running around on Christmas morning, they're playing with the wrapping paper.
Right.
You're thinking to yourself, like, wow, I'm really glad I bought that $300 bike, you know, that the kids sit there popping the bubble wrap on, you know.
You got it, man. So it's exactly right. Wow, that's exactly right.
Is this what I have to look forward to, Andy, as being a prospective father?
You're going to love it, man. You're going to be a great father. And because you have that perspective and you're a lot of fun, you're going to love being a father, man. You're going to be great.
Well, hopefully not too soon, but
get that marriage thing down first.
Yeah, we'll get that marriage thing down first. It's marriage, kids. Should it be marriage, kids, then money, or should it be money, then marriage, then kids?
Well, you could get both of the first two and then hope that you have some at the end, right?
Yeah,
hope you have some of the last one at the
end.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I'll tell you, you know, the older that you get, you know, you do realize that these holidays are important, but what's important is not those material things and not spending a zillion dollars, but getting together with, you know, people that you care about, friends, family, and, you know, and all that sort of thing. And that's a huge thing. And I'm so glad that you were here today to be able to, you know, tell folks out there, you know, your ideas. And again, folks, head on over to marriagekidsandmoney.com or to Twitter at AndyHillMKM, or search on iTunes for the Marriage, Kids, and Money podcast. And you can take a look at this article, again, that Andy has written. Andy, what, again, is the title of that?
It's called 10 Ways to Save During the Holidays.
10 Ways to Save During the Holidays. And, you know, just so you know, folks, you know, Andy's a friend of mine, has been for, you know, God, since like age 7, you know, playing Grosse Pointe Red Barons football. Shout out to the Red Barons, by the way, out there.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Always was a tough bunch.
The candy selling program was a fun process.
Oh, my first experience into sales foray.
That's right.
My first foray into sales, selling Morley candy, peanut butter blocks, and pecan torties to try to pay for football equipment.
That's right.
And you know what was funny? You know, speaking of which, we only got about 30 seconds left of the show, but my parents were the parents that said, okay, start going door to door and selling people. My parents didn't take it to work and pressure everybody at work and say, you got to buy my kids thing. They said, hey, go out and start selling things door to door.
That's why you're such a success at sales, buddy.
Success? I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you very much for saying that. I appreciate it. Again, Andy Hill of MarriageKidsAndMoney.com and the Marriage, Kids, and Money podcast. It's been great. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, bud.
Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Mark Levin. Weeknights at 6
on WBOB, The Answer.